in a Yankee prison during the Civil War. My mother's name was Caroline. I was born February 7, 1842, and fought in the Civil War when I was 18 years old in Company K, 5th Georgia Cavalry. My grandfather, Moses, had three sons, one daughter, William, Moses, George, and Catherine.
That's very interesting.
Well, this is kind of a just sketchy. Now, this was my great uncle. This was my father's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my grandfather and my great-grandfather were both in the war between the states, and my great-grandfather was captured, and he spent about 4 years in prison, and he came back and died just about the time he got home.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, as I say, that was, you know, the two of them. And this is about the way I figure the family runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was watching that while you were reading.
We don't have a whole lot, but anyway, that is, this was the best educated, and of course, this is just an old thing that has some of the people up in North Carolina.
Oh, I love that old-fashioned writing.
Yeah. Huh. I've had all kinds of things. I just put, anyway, he signs it.
Yeah, which one is this?
This is the gardener's. This indenture made and entered into this 26th day of July in the year of our Lord, 1838, between, that's Jesse, though.
Jesse? That's the way they wrote a double S, I think, back then.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's just stuck in here.
Uh-huh. Well, that's quite interesting.
Of course, my wife helps me out a little when I want to find out anything about it. She's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I think she's the best that I can teach in the state of Georgia.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She had 8 years, and boy, she just loves it. She just eats it up. She put pupils from there that went over to Pape School some years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes, they run ahead of Pape School.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit.
Well,
I went to Pape School myself, and I never
run. All right, we'll stop now. Go ahead.
Okay, now I'll ask you some questions about your wife.
Yes,
ma'am. Where was she born?
She was born in Sandersville.
Okay.
Georgia.
And do you know if her people had been in Sandersville for a long time or anything?
Oh, yes, her people had been in that county for years. We were up there the other day and saw a tombstone where one of them was born in 1873, you know. Yeah, they've been there.
For goodness sake. Yes. Well, do you know where they came from before they ended up in Sandersville?
I don't know. We'd have to get her in here on that. I don't know, but they were there a mighty long time because, as I say, her great-great-grandfather, he was born in 1783, he died in 1852.
Uh-huh.
We remember that stone the other day. I saw it, born 1783 and died in 1852.
Mm-hmm.
In that county. So they were there many years.
Okay. How old is your wife?
She's 62.
And does she go to the Episcopal Church too?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was her occupation?
You mean as, she taught school, and she was school superintendent for 8 years. And her father before her was a school superintendent, a school man, and her brother, and they're just in the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's see, I believe she told me she went to the University of Georgia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She went to Bessie Tiff first, but she got most of her work at the University of Georgia.
And I believe she told me she had a master's degree.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. I'll ask you some of these questions now that I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Well, you wouldn't say daylight before. Well, daylight.
Well, now, what's an expression that has sun in it? I got up before.
Sunrise.
Okay. So in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's
afternoon.
Well, I mean,